KXQ. Ken, you still there? KG4 GFU.
XQ, go ahead, sir.
The volume all the way down, but I caught you there. Heard you there. So, what's the weather like your area right now?
Light rain, and there's some lightning off in the background, but nothing here. Over.
Stays that way for you. We're having light rain as well at this point. The wind is picking up a little bit. We had some heavy clap of thunder just a while ago, 5 minutes ago or so. But I hope it just kind of fizzles and goes away. Wouldn't mind a little rain, but let it fizzle otherwise and go away.
That's what we're hoping for, too. We did have some wind up here a while ago, but nothing to really write home to mom about, Howard.
What you mean, Ken? What you mean? Well, that's good. I hope it stays that way. What were they saying? Like 1 to 3 o'clock was when to be looking?
Up until 3 o'clock, Howard.
Maybe it's not going to be a problem for us, Dad. I sure hope not. Anyway... Oh, mercy days. So, anybody else get on while I was gone?
The quiet. Haven't heard anybody, over.
What was I thinking? Oh, have you talked to any of the guys lately?
I haven't. You know, I only have one problem with this stay-at-home order. They say you're supposed to stay 6 feet apart. Our bed is only 4 foot wide, over.
I know exactly where you're coming from, and every time I get in bed, the wife, she kind of sneaks up closer, and I try to go further, and finally I just have to go to the living room, you know, and you know, she gets a little irritated, but I tell her I'm just doing it for our health's sake.
Well, I just pull a pillowcase down over her head every night when she goes to sleep.
Do that back home, too. We would, you know, some of the guys would ask, well, is she a one-bagger or a two-bagger? And you knew you really had trouble if it was a three-bagger.
Okay, let's turn the page on that.
Yeah, better not go any further. Anyway, never know who's listening. I had let my license expire. I haven't still gotten it, the goodies back yet, but I just kind of forgot. And I think Andy reminded me at one point, and then I did get the one thing through the mail from W5YI, I guess it was. And so I took care of that and sent it back in. Going to take a little longer with, you know, because it's hard to keep 5 feet between your pen and a piece of paper, too.
That's for sure.
Know anybody that's gotten sick with this virus?
The insurance lady here in town, her daughter's in Anderson Hospital with it. Oh.
That's okay. It seems, yeah, I mean, you know, there's not much you can do for a viral thing, pump full of fluids, you know, things like that. But anyway, hope she does okay. I was listening, I just happened to come through the room and something was on TV tonight. It was a panel of three men, and one of them said he had just put his wife in the hospital today. She had double pneumonia, and she had the coronavirus. So it sounded to me like she had a rough way to go. I wouldn't have been at some, you know, meeting or whatever. I'd have been right there with my wife, but who knows?
Letting visitors in hospitals, that's the problem.
I know they were from a different state. All three of these doctors were from different states. And I think they were doctors. I can't remember. But anyway, yep, mercy days. So, I just don't think we're going to get anything tonight here, Ken, other than just a little bit of wind and a little bit of rain, and I think that'll be it. We haven't had any more thunder or lightning since our one little clap, and that's about it. But that's the way she goes. So, what have you been up to otherwise lately, Ken, besides... let's see. You see, my memory is just so short. Can't remember the name of the tree. Begins with an M. I remember that. I'm just getting tired today.
It's called Moringa. Now, I started growing it in March last year, and I had one tree out here that was 8 foot tall, and I cut it off and packed it up for wintertime. And I got the main, about 6 foot of the, 5 foot of the tree in the house here, stuck in some dirt waiting for it to come out of dormancy, which would probably be another week or two.
Yep, a little wakey-wakey, somewhere along the line here. Oh, and so you collected like 300 seed off that thing from last spring until fall?
100 feet, that's for sure. No, it was 8 foot tall, and I left 2 foot of it in the ground, and cut 6 foot of it off, brought it in the house, and stood it behind the door here in my radio room, and about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I plugged it into dirt to restart it for it.
What I said to you, but I didn't mean 300 feet. 300 seed, I think, is what you told me you gathered was about 300 seed. Is that correct?
It grows to 18 feet, and it cures over 300 diseases.
My number's right. Not very many of them, but anyway. Oh, me. Yeah, it really got me interested in this thing. I'm going to give it a try. I'll do whatever I have to. I'll eat it. I'll suck on it. I'll smoke it. I'll do whatever I got to do.
It don't take much. And you know, the tree, it's very drought tolerant. I mean, I only have to water it maybe once every 4 or 6 weeks.
I'm not crazy about plants that just you have to fuss over too much. That's probably part of why I got cactus. I grow cactus from seed, and sometimes I'll pick up one somewhere that I see that I like. You know, it's different, but I really like cactus. And you know, you so what if you forget it for a month or two? You know, it's not a bad deal. I think I've taken all my cactus outside that I brought in for the winter. Some of them are very winter hardy, and others are not. So I brought in the ones that weren't, and if you leave them outside, the ones that are winter hardy, if you leave them outside, you got a much better chance of them flowering for you. So I know I had 20 blooms on one of my cactus from last year. So anywho.
Well, I've been playing with different things, tomato plants and pepper plants and marigolds and stuff like that.
What do you mean? The wife is very serious about one tomato. I may have told you before, probably have. Did a taste test, I don't know how many years ago, 15 years ago or more. Had about 10 different varieties of tomatoes, and the one that everybody picked as being favorite is one called German Johnson. And I know I'm going to grow those this year, but I don't know if I'm going to grow any others or not. But she really loves her German Johnsons.
Well, I've been getting my tomatoes from Idaho. And my tomato seeds, anyway. And I've got a lot. I grew some birdhouse gourds and loofah gourds. So I got some loofah sponge, and I've got about 200 birdhouse gourds over.
For GFU. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm familiar with both of those, and, matter of fact, when I was doing I don't do it anymore now. Somebody else kind of decided they wanted my route and took it. But when I was doing Meals on Wheels, there's an old dead tree in Pelzer over in the mill village, and somebody grew at least one time some loofah, you know, you're talking about there, loofah sponge gourd seeds. And I stopped one time because I saw, you know, the frost coming and everything. I grabbed one of those things, brought it home, and took the all the seed out of everything. They're pretty darn prolific. And wife used to use loofah, natural loofah sponges for a long while.
Yeah, you were talking about a pawpaw tree here a while ago. I know where there's one sitting along the highway. Over.
Well, that's kind of neat. I would really like to grow some. I think the best price I found is about $17 on a one that would be rooted in a container. And that's probably highway robbery, but at the same time, you know, if you get a plant and it's good and it bears well, that's fine. But I've always wanted to do that. They say it's kind of a taste between custard and bananas and whatever else, but I need to replant apples here, apple trees. I think I've got one left, but I think I'm going to take it out, and maybe plant some others in a more favorable position here.
I think I need to get off here because lightning just hit over on the next street, and it lit up the whole neighborhood.
Care of yourself, you and the wife, and God bless y'all, and we will talk to you again. I'm glad we did this, and I got your phone number again now, so we'll be conversating. Take care, 73KG4 GFU.
Good folks, and be safe. KA2AXQ.